If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and you are listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And I have the office manager, co-host.
What is my title today?
I'm not sure, but it's always good. It's always good. Now, I can't hear you on my feed. There you go. Now I can hear you.
Brought up the thing. I'm calling. I'm the general manager of the Lighthouse radio station. So glad to be here along with you as well.
So, and I can't hear you when you're talking. Usually I can hear you on the feed. So hopefully that they can hear you as well, Colleen.
Can you hear me there?
No, I still can't hear you. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else can hear you or not. You got to touch something over here?
You probably have to raise that up.
Okay. Well, as long as they can hear you. I mean, I can hear you because you're across the table. So today is a wonderful day to be tuning in because we have a wonderful guest that's going to come on in just a minute. We're going to share with you how to get your credit where you want it to be and also how to use bankruptcy to not only get rid of your debts, clear up your credit report, completely clean up your credit report, and then how to get some really good financing after your bankruptcy. And so we're going to be speaking to Satin in just a minute. As soon as she tunes in, we're going to be speaking to her from California, Colleen. So this is...
Well, she's on a little bit of a delay, you know, 3 hours different, so...
Right, but the...
Did you tell her 12:30 Eastern time, 9:30?
Yeah. And so that we're going to be getting her on board in just a second here. So you can always reach us directly, though. And this is a call-in radio format. And so that's 757-488-5299. And you can call us directly and you can ask questions of myself. I've been doing bankruptcy and the practice of law for about 30 years. And so that I've got a few answers that I might be able to help you with. And then again with Satin, that we'll be able to also... answer a lot of questions that people have about how to restore your credit, how to get it back in shape, and how to, you know, really just get some really great credit. And then again, we're going to actually touch base with Satin, and she has some ideas as far as how to get some good, not just credit, but that, you know, that have the ability to finance things. And so, Satin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Satin, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing better that you're on now. That's good. So we were speaking last night, Satin, and I introduced my relationship with you that I've known Satin for about 4 years, I guess, 4 or 5 years, I'm guessing. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
And she's just the most awesome human being that I can think of right now, except for maybe Colleen. She's pretty great, too. I met Satin about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was in the process of trying to clean up my own personal credit, to be quite frank with you, and that I had a few dings here, a few dings there, and met Satin, and I found out she was much more than a credit repair person and a credit repair company. She was somebody that was able to hook me up with some great financing opportunities, as well as clean up my credit and just been a wonderful friend. And since then, Satin, you've become a tremendous ally with our company because that you've cleaned up lots and lots of folks of credit. And so, so with that really brief introduction, that it's wonderful to have you here. And before I turn it over to you a little bit and kind of get some thoughts from you, I just want to remind folks that they can call in directly and have a conversation not only with not only with myself but also with Satin. At 757-488-5299. And if you're at home and you want to watch this, and I didn't share this with you, Satin, but that if you want to, I probably should have, that if you want to go to the Facebook feed, the live feed that we have, what is that, Colleen? It's just the Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse WPMH.
The Lighthouse WPMH on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we're on, they're live, and that you can hear directly the conversations that we're having here on the radio as well. And so, with that all being said, finally, the last thing is the Alliance Legal Group has a webpage where you can have a direct conversation, actually a free consultation to discuss your finances, discuss anything that you hear on this program at www.debtfreeva.com. That's a lot of stuff to talk about before the real reason that we're here, and that's Satin. So, Satin, tell us a little bit about what's going on out there in California.
Oh, everything's great out here. The weather's fine. Spring has sprung. I love springtime in California because there's so many blossoms on the trees.
Yeah.
There's so many colors, and you only see it at this time. So, for example, there's these lavender trees that come out, and they're only there for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then there's this grass that grows with these tiny yellow flowers on them. It grows really high, and it's only there for like a month. So it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's just like riding through a rainbow right now in California.
Amen. Well, that's wonderful. And so the that's awesome. And that's why I appreciate you as a friend so much. You see all the really neat, cool stuff like that. That's really neat. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, that when we file bankruptcy, we do a lot of bankruptcies. If you haven't heard lately, I think I probably shared it with you at some point during our conversations recently, that we're the number one filing bankruptcy law firm in Southampton Roads area, which is, you know, we got about 1 million people over here. And that the there is one other company that files probably more. I'm sure they probably file. I don't know, though, but I think they probably file more bankruptcies, but not more Chapter 7s. I mean, we got the lock by about twofold on that. And that everybody's been struggling with the Chapter 13s because we spoke about that, the moratorium, which is a good thing because, you know, people aren't having to file Chapter 13s as much right now because, you know, that they're not being allowed to foreclose on their home. So I'm very thankful for that. But that with all the filing of the Chapter 7s, you know, especially with the Chapter 7s, you know, what we're finding is that we have a lot of folks that that after their filing, they would like to have good credit again. And so, you know, that's why we have your little logo on our page, you know, on the little link, and they can just, you know, click onto that link at the www.debtfreeva.com, and they can actually go directly to you, or they can actually download. You've compiled a book, like an ebook. So tell us about that. Tell us about the ebook that you can get on our website that you've compiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I found doing credit repair is that in large part people are not aware of how the credit game works. So I wanted to give everyone a leg up. I personally think that this information should be taught in school. You shouldn't be able to graduate from high school actually without learning how the credit game works, because it's going to be a huge part of your life once you go to college. Typically, when you go to college, you're going to take out your first loan, right? You might take out a student loan, and you go from being what we say is a free person to a debtor, right?
Yes,
so you should have this education before you take on that debt. And then also in college is a time when a lot of people are offered credit cards as well. Mm-hmm. And so they're basically offering extensions of credit to people who in large part won't have an income for 4 years at a minimum. So, so I wanted to write this book because the adults come to me and they're like, wow, I never heard any of this information. I didn't know how this worked. And so basically the ebook just gives you the game. It lets you know exactly how the bureaus work. It lets you know exactly how FICO works. So the Fair Isaac Corporation is the creator of the FICO score. And note that there is a difference between the FICO score and a credit score.
Mm.
So if you ever see online credit score, that's fake.
Yeah, it's fake news.
It's fake news. And if you see FICO score, then that's real. And it will always have the trademark. So that's how you can see what the lenders are using. So 80% of the lenders are using the FICO scoring model. And there's no point of having a fake credit score because it can be 1 to 50, sometimes even 100 points off in either direction.
What are some of the names of some of those fake score sort of folks? I know I've seen them. They come into the office all the time, but I can't think of their names. You know, the ones that people say, oh, I got this credit score from blah, blah, blah. Who are some of those guys?
You mean the monitoring service or the scoring model that they use?
No. I'm talking about the fake news ones. They say that, you know, that I've got my credit score from, like, Credit Karma. Yeah, Credit Karma.
Yeah.
those guys are fake news, right?
Well, they're giving you fake credit score. They're giving you the Vantage score.
Yeah.
So the Vantage score is a it's a scoring model that was created by the three bureaus together. So they've been, the three bureaus have been in existence for a long time. TransUnion was first. It was here since 1920s. Equifax was second. It's been here since, I think, the 1940s, 1950s. But they had so many unscrupulous practices that they had to change their name to Equifax. And then Experian is the most modern one that came about in 1996, believe it or not. And the FICO Corporation came around in the 1960s because they saw the trend, they foresaw the trend of America moving from gold-backed or silver-backed currency to credit. And so then by the 1970s, we were on a fiat system, fiat just meaning that you have reserve notes when you look at your dollar bill as opposed to a silver or gold certificate. Right. And so we've moved from a cash society to a credit society where you can use credit to access wealth. It's actually a fantastic tool if you know how to play the game. And so that's essentially what the ebook talks about.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. And remember, you can call in and speak to Satin. And her phone number, actually our phone number is 757-488-5299. What's the name of your company, Satin?
It's Jane Credit.
And so you can go directly to your company, how? www.myjanecredit.com.
And Jane is spelled a little bit differently. It's spelled J-A-I-N. And the reason why we spelled it that way is because it's based on an ancient philosophy that means to restore balance and harmony to. And so our mission is to restore balance and harmony to people's financial life.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it's myjanecredit.com. And so we've got Dawn. You remember Dawn? I think you know Dawn.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Dawn's on the phone. He must have heard you're going to be on the phone today. Dawn, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Dawn, how you doing? This is a pastor, doctor, super guy, Don Mills, and he's part of the Alliance Legal Group. Actually, he's part of the Christian Rights Ministry. He's the chaplain for Alliance Legal Group, and you can always contact us and contact him, and he'll pray with you, and he'll be happy to take your prayer request. And he also does discipleship every morning with us, and also he's my buddy and my that we're co-pastors over there at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. So, Don, we've got Satin on the phone. What's your question? I know that you know her from just going way back.
Hi,
yeah,
Don.
I mean, I just wanted... Hi, Satin. I basically wanted to call in and encourage folks to take advantage of your wonderful service. Back about... it's probably been 2 years ago, maybe three, and I got to really know you because you did some... phone conference with our law firm that I decided to
she trained all the attorneys on she trained all the attorney on didn't mean to cut in but she trained all the attorneys on how to be halfway as smart as she was. And so go ahead, Don.
Yeah. My credit score, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was down probably in the 600 something. I'm not sure. It was not terribly good, so I turned over my problems to Satin and her team. And she helped improve my credit score incredibly, so that now, Satin, my score is a 782.
Ooh,
it was down.
Wow. That's
it's beautiful. Yeah. That is excellent.
Yeah.
Credit.
Thank you for that. And you gave me all the good insights, and that's the Experian giving me that. I don't know if those FICO scores vary from, bureau to credit bureau to credit bureau, but that's what it is now. So it's like 18 points away from 800. And wow. I just wanted to thank you because you got the ball rolling for me. I mean, I think my credit score probably jumped at least 100 points as a result of your work. Gotten some stuff off my report. And it's all very good. I just, it's almost perfectly clean now. And I just want to thank you for that. So I thought I wanted to stay and just chat with you, Satin. And, I just hope people who are listening today would take the time to explore what she offers because I think her team is the best.
And the easy way to do that, you can go to www.debtfreeva.com. There's a link excuse me, on one of our pages that you just go directly to her and it just goes right to her company. Or you can go, like she said a few minutes ago, it's a www.myjane, M-Y-J-A-I-N, financial?
Or credit.
Credit.com, correct?
Correct, exactly.
So go ahead and tell Don what you think about all that.
Yeah, well, thanks, Don, for calling in and sharing that. It was my great pleasure to work with you. And I love hearing good news. We love hearing good news at Jane Credit. It's really a great feeling to know that we help people get a second chance at life. And when you have great credit, isn't it a good feeling to have great credit?
Yeah. It really
like
is.
How do you feel? Feel like free? Do you feel like, how do you feel about that? Right?
And you have control over things, you know, and you can look for better, you know, I mean, you can, not that you should run up your credit score, but I mean, I'm thinking you can look for better offers. Like if you're trying to move, I still have a little bit of debt and I'm trying to move it around and see if I can find a good credit offer so I can get the rest of it erased. Anyway.
And you can be picky.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a lot of offers because they're going to make a lot of offers with a 780 credit score. And it's great that it's Experian as well, because Experian is the main score that's used for business. So whenever you're getting any type of business loan, you can be assured that they're very likely going to, and you're going to be the personal guarantor, that is. So you're going to use your personal credit to back your business loans or business credit cards. And they typically pull Experian. So if you have a 780 Experian, then you are absolutely winning. And if you're a 760 or higher, all the way up to an 850, then you are offered the lowest interest rate possible.
Yeah.
And that's really key and important when people think about credit, because it's not enough to just qualify for something, because you could still be paying high interest rates. And high interest rates can take a lot of money out of your household and leave you with less disposable income at the end of the month. So, for example, we have great rates in mortgages right now with everything that's going on. So, great rates. But with a mortgage, if you had a 640, which is typically what it takes to qualify for a mortgage, 640 mid-score, versus a 780 mid-score, you could get a point or more off your percentage rate, which could possibly be $200, $300 per month.
Wow.
And you multiply that by 12 months, and then multiply that by 30 years.
Yeah.
You've saved a lot of money. And then the fact that you have the freedom, you can be picky, you can go where you want. Our taglines are good credit is access, and live life on your own terms. And so that's the power of having excellent credit.
Well, Don, I appreciate you calling in. We got so much and so little time to go over.
Sure, I'm going to get off the line, but I just wanted to wish all the best to Jane and her team. I mean, to Jane, to Satin and her team.
I get it all the time.
Jane Credit. Thank you, Satin, and I'll talk to you later,
my
everybody.
My pleasure. Good thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don. And remember that you can call in directly and speak to Satin at 757-488-5299. You can reach your company and reach myself and even go to a chat box, and I can discuss more with you about Satin and her services if you need to. That the best way to get a hold of me directly is www.debtfreeva.com. And we've got a little chat box to set up an appointment. And, you know, one of the big things we could spend hours and days with you, but that the one of the big things that we promote so much is rebuilding people's credit, not just getting rid of the debt, not just getting rid of some of the derogatory things that are on there, which is all really important. And of course, the bankruptcy gets rid of the majority of the derogatory things. You're supposed to get rid of all of them, but sometimes, you know, that you need to clean a little bit of that up. But then after you know, the discharge, you know, you file the bankruptcy, Chapter 7. So talking to these folks out here, file the bankruptcy, pay $1,500. Let's call it that number. That's about what it costs to get it all said and done. Get rid of all your bills. 4 months later, you get your discharge order. And that the and then, you know, usually, you know, it takes about a month or two before, you know, some of the derogatory stuff comes off. We throughout the course of your bankruptcy, we kind of give you some ideas. We give you the ebook. We talk to you about how to rebuild your credit. But then we gave you the referral directly, if you so choose to do it, to go to Satin and My Jane Credit, because they do wonders. And they do wonders not just in cleaning up anything that's remaining that needs to be cleaned up, but also they have a program on how to get you really, really high credit scores so that you can get some credit. Can you share that program? Can you tell us a little bit about what happens? Let's say that you've got a client here that's considering, you know, filing bankruptcy, and they said, my goodness, my entire credit is going to be messed up because of the bankruptcy. And we say, oh, no, it's not. That it's the beginning of the beginning of the new start. So what happens after a client contacts you after having received a discharge, let's say in a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, but let's say in a Chapter 7, and it's been, you know, a month or two. What is the general process that happens, and what can they expect as far as trying to get good credit? Is life over, or can they get good credit, and can they get, you know, the ability to borrow down again? Share that with us.
Yeah, definitely. So if someone is considering bankruptcy or they're afraid to file bankruptcy because they don't think that they'll be eligible, actually, it's just the opposite. So if you have tremendous debt and your accounts are going into default, it'll actually take you 7 years to get your credit back on track if you just let it go to wayside and don't file the bankruptcy. What the bankruptcy does is it resets everything. And so you start at ground zero, and from there you're actually able to build positive credit. And just like you were saying, Steve, when you do a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, once you are discharged, it's on the creditors to, a lot of times the creditors will actually take the accounts off to be in compliance with bankruptcy codes. And so if there's any accounts that are left on there post-bankruptcy, then we can help to remove those accounts as well, and we'll work to remove the bankruptcy as well. So life is not over if you file a bankruptcy. It's actually a great way to get a restart. And if you know anything about the wealthy, they typically file bankruptcies to restructure their business and get a fresh start as well. It's how a lot of businesses actually are able to stay in business. But again, this is something that's not typically taught in schools. It's not taught in colleges, so we don't know how to use the bankruptcy system to our advantage. And so once you are 60 days from date of discharge, then you are eligible for credit repair, but not before then, because we have to be in compliance with Title 11, which is the bankruptcy code, and we have to give the creditors that time to clean up. And so once you're 60 days, then we can actually start the credit repair process. And the first phase is to do the cleanup. So we're going to clean up anything that has a negative impact.
And you know what I really love about your whole system, Satin, is that it's so easy that, you know, we sign a power of attorney, basically a couple forms, a couple documents, and then you know, it's like that rotisserie commercial, you know, set it and forget it. You know, sign it and forget it. We give it to you, and then that's what our clients do. We just let you take over, and then, you know, you contact us back now and then about this and that and the other. But for the most part, that you take over as our a representative, as our attorney, in fact, on this issue, to start dealing with these creditors, you know, the creditors and the credit bureaus, to go ahead and, you know, get due process on the cleanup process.
Exactly. Yep. So we become your consumer advocate, and we are using the consumer protection laws actually in our client's favor, just as you stated. And so first phase would be that cleanup. And the second phase, once the cleanup is done, to rebuild the scores, what we want to do is you can add trade lines, which you and I were talking about before. And this is a very powerful technique, because
What is a trade line?
So a trade line is just any account that shows up on your credit report. But in particular, when I say trade lines, I'm meaning adding you as an authorized user trade line.
Yeah.
So if I have a credit card, I'm the primary card holder, but I can add people as authorized users. The difference between an authorized user and a primary card holder is I am liable for repayment and authorized users are not, but they are allowed to use the credit card. So in this, with regards to working with the company, of course you're not going to get an actual credit card, but you will get the benefit of, say, in this example, my perfect payment history on your credit report.
Wow.
So if you're starting at ground zero,
yeah,
because you're just out of a bankruptcy, if I add you to a credit card that has 10 years length of history, then now you go from 0 years of length of history to 10 years of length of history, and length of history by itself is 15% of your overall score.
So let me break this down so that they understand exactly what we just said. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I file a bankruptcy and that it's been a couple months and we're doing the program and that you're in charge, you know, my Jane Credit's in charge, and you're cleaning up everything and everything's looking pretty good. But, you know, in the process, basically I have no credit, you know, not a lot of credit. I mean, the zero credit, I might have a secured card or something like that. But I really need some really big credit, you know, so I'm in the 600s, you know, I'm not quite there to the 700 standpoint. But then all of a sudden you come along and you got this program where you can add trade lines to my credit score, to my credit account, which will give me the benefit. Now, it's a program, you know, there's a fee. I don't know. I think we said it was like, I don't know, $500, $600, $700, something like that. I'm not sure what the number, isn't that the ballpark sort of number that?
Yeah, it is. $400 on up.
And that, basically, there's different sort of trade accounts. That basically, this is all legal, right? Make sure it's someone returning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yes, you can add whoever you want as an authorized user to your account. It's
all right.
Legal.
So that they add these trade accounts to your. How much time we got? 4 minutes. All right. So we add these trade accounts. This goes so quick. Before I even go, are we going to be able to get you back on here again?
For sure. I would love that.
Because you're awesome. And so we add these trade accounts to these folks, these clients that basically have no debts now and no, you know, a very clean credit report. You've got everything clean. But then all of a sudden that these trade accounts, and that gives them 15%, a 15% portion of their credit score gets jacked up. I mean, jacked up in a good way. Because mm-hmm. they got these trade accounts on. And what does that do for them? What are they able to do at that point? Does their credit score go up?
Yes, absolutely. So the formula is you want to have, like you were saying before, you want to have a secure card, an account that's in your name. You could even have a store card. One that I recommend to my clients is CareCredit because they typically give high credit limits. Mm-hmm. And then adding two, we call them Dreamcatcher trade lines, the authorized user trade lines, adding two of that is a great formula because now you have where you had zero wins and zero losses, which to any lender is high risk. To anyone, it would be high risk because you don't know what the person's going to do.
Yeah.
Now you have four wins and zero losses. So you're looking favorable to the lender. So that whenever you look favorable to the lenders, whenever you look like a low risk to the lenders, then that's what increases your score. Now, once your score is increased, so you need to be at least 680, 700s at this point, now you qualify for the good credit cards. And these are the credit cards that build your score.
Do you help people say, like, these are the type of cards that, you know, you might want to consider?
Mm-hmm. So, well, primary credit cards. So primary credit cards would be any of your major banks with a high credit limit. So anything mm-hmm. over $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 is your goal. As long as it's higher than $1,000, then you're in the primary lender category. Anything lower than 1,000 would be considered subprime.
Yeah.
And it gives you points, but not as many points as a primary credit card. So phase one, just to recap real quickly, because I know we're just about done. Phase one is clean up. Phase two is add the authorized users with trade lines. Phase three is to get new credit. New credit is 10% of your score. So each time you add a new credit card with a high credit limit, it also adds points.
So we're down to about a minute and a half now. And so the bottom line is a person files bankruptcy, 4 months they get their discharge, a couple months later that, you know, and they can contact you prior to that 2 month period of time and kind of get the ball rolling and, you know, kind of prepare for that. But after the discharge, they should be contacting you, correct?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
And so then you'll kind of set them up and, you know, and you got a portal real quick. You got 20 seconds to tell me about the new portal you got. What's the portal?
Yeah, so for our clients, we have a way for you to log in so you can always check in on the progress of your credit. You can always see when accounts have been deleted and you can see when items have been sent out and when items are due back. So you have access from your phone. And then when you get incoming mail or correspondences from the bureaus or your creditors, you can always just take a picture with your smartphone and then upload it directly to the website.
And that's awesome because we see these little signs all stuck in the medians, $100 clean up your credit. folks, they don't have that. Trust me. This is a great service. This is awesome. Listen, we only got a few seconds left. But the bottom line is when we tell clients that, you know, a year, you know, to 18 months after your discharge, you can have 720 plus. That's a realistic thing if we do the program, right, Satin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very realistic and okay. Happens all the time.
Satin, you're awesome. That Colleen, any questions before we close this up?
I think we're going to have you back for another show, Satin.
Absolutely.
Okay, I would love to. And Steve, you're awesome. I love this show that you're doing. And you're such a wonderful person and so sincere. And just, you know, it's such a blessing to have met you.
God bless you. Folks, again, be with us next, what is today, Tuesday or Thursday? Today's Thursday. Be with us next Tuesday at 12:30 to 1 o'clock. God bless you. Thank you, Satin. We're going to have you back on soon. You all have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.